So first things first, obviously we were all there on Saturday, saw everything. Have you had time to sort of reflect on everything that happened?
Yeah, I'm just disgusted with the refereeing, to be honest. The way the fight panned out as it went on round by round, you know, there was low blows going in. He was giving out standing counts, which is, I don't know what he was doing. I know he's obviously missing the low blows, but it was just not on, you know, and the end result was terrible decision by him. It's just, you know, yeah, it's deflated me, really, you know.
I mean, it must be frustrating with all the preparation going into it, and at that point you're actually winning on points, weren't you, even after the knockdown in round three. So it must be frustrating for it to end or something like that, really.
That's right, yeah. When the outcome come and he's disqualified me for an intentional headbutt, which wasn't. It was in close counters throughout the fight. We've clashed heads. Took me to the doctor. The doctor's called it off. He's taking 2 points off at that point. Nieto's team's running. And, yeah, then all of a sudden he said, I'm disqualified. I've gone to do the commentary. And that's what's, you know, made it even worse when they said, I'm up on the scorecards by 3 points, by one judge, 2 points and 1 point. I was in front by all judges' scorecards, and just heartbreaking, yeah.
And you feel you're beginning to, like, really come into the game, because he looked as if he was tiring a bit, Nieto, towards the end.
He was really getting tired towards the end there, yeah. He was really suffering. And I could feel it, you know, I could sense it. And I knew, just put a little bit more pressure on him and we're going to get to him here. And unfortunately, we fell into the corner, as you say, and the head clash happened. And that was the outcome.
And obviously you've seen the reaction from everyone, both there and sort of online and everything. Is there a rematch coming up next?
Well, my promoter's not too happy. The team's not happy. They're putting an appeal in to try and overturn the result. But worse ways, we get the rematch and we get it back in Carl Shorten. So we've just got to sit tight and see what the outcome is.
I mean, is that the aim, to have it overturned and be back in Carl Shorten in front of the home
crowd? Definitely, yeah. No, it has happened before with some fights. It's been overturned and the loser gets granted the title and it gets turned around. There's enough evidence, which there is on the telly, bad refereeing. I think he panicked a little bit, the referee, and made the wrong decision, but we need to see what the officials say now. If we can't get it overturned, then we have to do the rematch again.
And if it is overturned, what happens? Does it then go to you because you were ahead on points?
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would be awarded champion. It's not going to feel the same if it is, but so be it. You know, that's just what happens. I just feel I was cheated out of winning that title and moving on to bigger things. So we just need to see what the result will be now. And if it's the rematch, you know, we get Christmas out of the way and then we get back in the gym and we train. If I get awarded champion, then a little bit of celebration still to go on. So we've just got to see what happens.
And were you surprised by Ruben in the opening few rounds? Because he came out sort of fighting, didn't he, really? He was really impressive in the first few rounds.
He's a strong lad, you know. He's coming to my country. He knows he's not going to settle for it for on points. He's come for the stoppage. He's going to try and take it out of the judges' hands. And he did. He came on strong. But I think as it went on, he was pushing too hard and he started really to tire. And as you say, yeah, them later rounds, they're my sort of fight, and I love doing them extra two rounds at the end there, and it is hard, don't get me wrong, but I just knew I could have got him out of there.
And just lastly, have you had a chance to sort of speak to Ruben since, to sort of gauge how he's feeling and everything else?
I haven't, no, he didn't speak very good English anyway. We had a little chat in the ring there, but they was flying home Sunday anyway, but
right.
I don't know how he was. He was rushed to hospital where he had to be stitched.
Yeah.
Don't know how bad and how many stitches he's had. So again, it's depending on how long recovery. I've had stitches, he's had stitches, how long that takes to all heal up before we can go again. That's the thing now. So